Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and as usual, me saying stuff first means that it's time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to start asking me stuff. Ian, how are you?
Elegantly put, Mike.
Oh, stop it.
I'm excited as always, and why don't we clear up last week's challenge?
Yes, I said, start with the phrase, strikeout. Change one letter to an M, and you can rearrange the result to spell a four-letter word for something that flies, and a five-letter word for an event during which it might be hard to fly that thing. What are the words?
If you change the U to an M, you can spell kite and storm.
Yep, that's right. What you got?
Okay, Mike. Well, this is it. The last day of my 20s.
Oh, no.
If I get home from the studio okay, tomorrow I'll begin a new decade. Big birthdays like this are a good time to take stock and look forward. Not sure how Any Questions fits into that, but we'll find a place for it somewhere.
This is just a big ploy to get cake, isn't it?
Everything's a big ploy just to get cake. Mm-hmm. But many famous people whose accomplishments long outlasted their lives never got past 29.
Oh.
They're the subject of this week's show.
All right.
First up,
yep.
The youngest of four sisters, Anne wrote the novels Agnes Grey and The Tenant of Wildfell Hall before succumbing to tuberculosis at age 29 in 1849. But her gravestone mistakenly listed her age as 28 until it was finally fixed in 2013. What last name is on that gravestone?
That Bronte?
That's Bronte, indeed. But her novels were in fact originally published under a pen name. Do you know what it is?
They were the Bell sisters.
Sticking with literature, which English romantic poet, whose famous lines include "Fear not for the future, weep not for the past," died a month shy of his 30th birthday while sailing off the coast of Italy, leaving his wife, Mary, to make ends meet for a time translating the poems of Lord Byron?
The Mary part certainly helped out. That's Percy Bysshe Shelley.
Excellent.
Is that how you say that? Yeah. Okay, good.
Ronnie Van Zant, killed in a plane crash with several fellow musicians in 1977, was a founder and singer of which Southern rock group, famed for songs like Freebird and Sweet Home Alabama?
That's Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Correct, and the band's name is a play on that of a phys ed teacher at their Jacksonville high school.
Named Lynyrd Skynyr.
Also portrayed on screen by John Hurt and Ian McShane, which playwright, a contemporary of Shakespeare's who wrote Dr. Faustus and The Jew of Malta, was portrayed by Rupert Everett in 1998's Shakespeare in Love?
What's his first name? Marlowe. Oh, Christopher Marlowe.
Excellent job. Now, Christopher Marlowe died at age 29 after being stabbed in the eye. And finally, the subject of the forthcoming biopic I Saw the Light, which stars Tom Hiddleston in the title role, which country singer who released 41 records died of heart failure brought on by pill and alcohol abuse at age 29 in 1953?
I don't know.
If you need a hint here.
Yes.
He has a famous junior who continues to...
Is that Hank Williams?
It is Hank Williams.
Senior, yes.
Good job. Well, Mike Nothnagel gave me an early birthday present by going 5 for 5 this week. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can send Ian some cake at wamc.org, where you can also see some extra credit questions that he's written for us, or this challenge. Ian.
Start with the phrase, getting older. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell the names of two types of animals. 7 letters, 5 letters. And as a hint, one is a horse and the other is a sea creature. Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and wish me luck lasting the next 5.5 hours to see if I can get past 29.
Happy birthday, Ian. We'll see you next week.